Hello and welcome. I'm Roberta Jerram from GiantPotential.com, the online British network supporting women entrepreneurs and small business owners who dare to dream a little bit bigger. Now today we're going to be really embracing the idea of dreaming a bit bigger for your life and for your business, and sharing with you some practical techniques that you can use if you think you need help to gain confidence, overcome stress and possible self-sabotage when running your own business. Today we're going to be hearing from EFT and Matrix Reimprinting practitioner Susan Carol Miller. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Roberta.
Hello. Now, shall I share with our listeners a little bit about your background before we dive into my list of questions that I have here?
That sounds perfect, Roberta, please. Yeah.
Great, okay. Well, Susan's background is in primary teaching. She was married for 26 years and has two big children, as she calls them. But her life was quite dramatically challenged, and this resulted in her changing profession and reassessing her life. She has written a book called Survive and Thrive After Trauma and now works in psychotherapy as an emotional and energy healing practitioner. Perhaps, Susan, you can tell us how you can deal with stress issues which challenge many of us day after day in our work.
Yes, EFT is my main basis for helping people with their stress confidence issues. I'll try and make my comments reasonably simple today, but it's when we want to have it all or need to have it all and I can't have it all or I don't know how on earth to have it all anyway. So it's when we over-challenge ourselves fundamentally and when our confidence suffers, and as a result, actually, our health suffers. Mm. It's all interrelated.
Absolutely.
So I work fundamentally with the EFT-based therapy.
Yeah, and you've written a book, haven't you? Do you want to tell us a bit about your book?
My book, yeah, I would like to speak about that, of course. Survive and Thrive After Trauma. It was the book I was never going to write because I was never going to write it. You know, my past was such that I wanted to move on, and I discovered EFT and Reiki, but this my past kept disturbing me, and my message to people is, you know, if you're ready to move on, you've got to step forward and go forward. So my book's in three parts. The first part's autobiographical and no holds barred, about, sadly, a long marriage going very badly wrong. My husband wasn't just a heavy drinker, he was an alcoholic. I was forced to go down the divorce route or start divorce proceedings, but actually he died about 3 days before he was due to leave the house, before we were divorced, and he died really in front of the children and me. So it was, and there's more to it as well, but it's very, very wham bang, you know, lots of issues going on there. Yeah. So that's the first section in the book. The middle section's a resources section where I share resources and possibilities to help people with moving on, and explanation for basically deeper understanding of all the emotive terms and situations that people can find them in, because it's not how we see it. It's a lot subtler than that. And my third part, and it was very interesting, people came to me to offer this. You know, I interviewed about a dozen people who are now thriving after their particular emotional trauma. It's not their long story, it's their little gems of what helped them, because they want to help other people too. Mm. So that's the book.
And I know that you believe very much, like I do actually, in being solution focused. Now, I know you say you incorporate solution focus with a capital S and a capital F. What is that?
Solution focus is not focusing on why did something go wrong. Why is just delving back into all the negative stuff, because that's what's going round in our head. You know, we know why, and we don't want... But why did it all happen? Well, we can keep going around like that. So the solution focus, which is not really related to EFT, but It's focusing on what is working and going from there and working with that and finding that as a positive nugget to enlarge on. So the why it went wrong, well, so what? It went wrong, you know, that's that. If you want to move on, let's work on actually what you know has got some light at the end of the tunnel.
And it reframes your thinking, doesn't it, if you pose that question, what, rather than the why, because the why sort of delves into inquiring and trying to fathom things out, and as you say, really definitely into the negative, whereas the what is that solution, that, you know, what are we going to do, how is this going to work, you know, and I guess you, as you say, develop it from there.
Yeah,
wow.
That's how I've worked.
So I apologise for the fact that I'm obviously not an expert in this area, which is why we're asking you the questions today.
Mm-hmm.
So for those who don't know, Susan, what is EFT?
EFT stands for Emotional Freedom Technique. And when I work with a client, I don't necessarily actually need to work one-to-one. EFT is tapping on energy channels of the body, focusing on the issue. So it works with mindset issues, but it also works, and this is the beauty of EFT and why it's incredibly powerful and good, it works on a cellular level because we're releasing the blocked up emotions that are held in the body one way or another, short term or for years. So EFT, Emotional Freedom Technique, tapping. And I said that I don't actually need to work one-to-one, because audio, telephone and Skype work equally well, because it's not, I don't need to see people. It's, we're skilled in listening. We're listening when we work through an issue. We hear the pauses, the stumbling comments that people make, you know, because I ever so slightly guide a client once they've told me what they're coming to talk about. And we repeat phrases on energy channels. Oh, that's too far down the line just now. But we repeat phrases, and people stumble when they don't believe what they're saying, or when they've had an emotional reaction to it. I'll probably do it at some point in the phone call. So it's listening to what when people stumble and saying, you know, what was going through your head when we laughed because you couldn't say such and such, and the client said, oh, that was, and you know, it's those little things, those little gems that pop into people's head that they think it can't possibly, my problem can't possibly be related to that, but very often it can be. So that's the energy channels and tapping and focusing on the issue that they bring to the table. But it's used by, here, I'm very assertive here. It's used by counsellors and hypnotherapists and psychiatrists in quite a large scale now. You know, these mainstream people certainly use it to reduce people's stress before they work their way to help them with their issues.
Fascinating. I'm going to be having to be very careful now how I speak, because I know you'll be hearing things in what I say.
No, not at all. But, you know, people, when we stumble, you know, when I'm being helped by a partner, you know, by a share partner, you know, when we work with someone, they don't let us hide. And actually, fundamentally to anything, I work with people and try to help people. Their hand needs to be up to be addressing whatever's irritating, bothering, upsetting, stressing them. If your hand's not up, you know, you're not ready.
Yeah, such a good point. Oh, gosh. So you liken EFT to psychological acupuncture.
Oh, yes.
Tell us about that.
Well, it's tapping. And one of the phrases for EFT tapping is psychological acupuncture, because we use the energy channels that of the body, and we use them in a broad scale, whereas acupuncturists, you know, use needles for whatever they're trying to do. I wouldn't try to answer that question. We tap, and it doesn't actually matter what side we tap on or what hands we use. because we're stimulating the energy channels. And during a session, often people start yawning or their stomach starts rumbling. And that's our sign that we might be getting somewhere with a client because we're releasing energy channels. But a lot of people's problems can be very, very deep-rooted over a long period of time.
Mm.
And a session of EFT, we initially want to lower the stress and anxiety because it can be extremely high. People don't want to face emotional issues at the best of times. And if they manage to drag themselves to any form of help, then they're usually very sensitive and potentially ready to say, well, actually, I'd rather walk out the door. So we tap to reduce the stresses, and then we ask questions, when did you last feel like this? And hopefully guide them back, because although some people might say, I don't want to go back and face that, you know, when did we have this repeating pattern of triggers? I've always got angry when such and such happens. I don't like people like that because. It's because they remind us of things that our subconscious is trying to protect us from, because that particular person upset us in the past, or that situation upset us in the past.
Yes, or a certain sort of trigger pattern of events, I suppose.
Trigger patterns.
So I know at the beginning of the call, you know, and the title of the interview today is about confidence, overcoming stress and possible self-sabotage.
Mm-hmm.
Can you explain how people benefit from this technique on those subjects for us, Susan?
It builds up the confidence, but it's when people, you know, when people have a ghastly, overwhelmed feeling, or they feel as if there's too many spinning plates, or they're struggling with grief or divorce, or empty nest syndrome, oh, the children have left, can I do this? But that's all stating the negative first. The benefits are that confidence rises, and they're ready to move on. And once confidence rises even slightly, you've forgotten the initial issue that was bothering you, because you've quite simply, you've moved on. When you feel confident, life, the phrase on my website, life appears easier. Mm. So it's helping people with many different issues. I mean, I do specialise. I'll go into that in a bit later. But it's when the people who benefit are when their confidence has been seriously challenged, you know, with big stress triggers, which actually, a main interest of mine is how our emotions seriously are responsible for our health issues, up to about 90%, and that can be Googled. It's huge.
Mm-hmm.
It's huge. And, you know, because of through training I've been in, this is what I've been told, and I've checked it, and we all check it because we can't quite believe that our head's going to get us into such a mess.
Mm-hmm.
You know, of course there's a genetic small percentage of where physical health issues. I could talk at length about that, but just be careful with recognising triggers, emotional bad triggers, because it's fundamentally very bad.
Yeah.
But if I could go into what it, all the areas that it can perhaps, just you to just give you a little list about the areas that people might come without delving into the why are they angry. But anger's a big thing. And anger's very often a mask for fear, pain or hurt. It's usually covering something. And the physical conditions like IBS and obsessive compulsive depression, all addiction. Before I continue, I would be perhaps, I personally would be tempted to say that depression and addiction, of course they can be treated, but it takes a big amount of work from the individual. They've really got to be prepared to do some big, big work. And those are the areas that people have difficulty with, without question, because they're not prepared to do the changes. Change, people don't like change. In fact, fear, you could use the word any fear, what makes you fearful? But physical excellence, when you think of all the sports people who have to have their team, I would love to know how many have got people who work with sorry, EFT, because there isn't any space for the little negative things that pop into your head. You know, you're seriously, if you do that, you're not number one. Self-sabotage, there are many reasons. Why on earth do we self-sabotage? And, oh, I've done that again. Oh, dear, what a surprise. Phobia. Phobia, again, this is my opinion. I can be shot down in flames. I'll leave myself wide open to it. Phobia is usually caused by an event, and often people know the event. And, you know, that can be worked on very quickly because they're not struggling to find why. They know why. Trauma, a big trauma to one person is a small trauma to another, and a small trauma to one person is a big trauma to another. It's all relative. Actually, EFT started in the 1990s, and it was started by Gary Craig, who developed it from TFT, Thought Thinking Therapy. I don't know too much about that, but Gary started it to do with post-traumatic stress disorder with Gulf War veterans, and there's some wonderful Google stuff on these bigwigs in EFT who work wonders with people. So that it works with all negative emotions and fears. And at the moment I'm trying to, you'll appreciate this probably, Roberta, why people don't niche to think, because I can help everyone. I can help everyone. Well, I can, and so can people like me in my line of work, help everyone. But that doesn't get us anywhere. And I'm learning to niche a little bit better. So I'm focusing on traumatic situations, but specifically when low self-worth, anger, and health are issues, probably to do with a group of people, divorced and confused is where I'm actually going to be developing some online work. But it's very difficult to say, and actually I could help other people too, so that's what I'm up to at the moment.
And as you say, it's really important to specialise, and you know, especially if that's your own background and you've got that knowledge to be able to share that with people and take them through and beyond. Fantastic.
The one thing I didn't mention, if you, is the matrix re-imprinting, which is to do with the EFT, and that's really the what I class as the icing on the cake, because EFT lowers stress, which has to be beneficial to everyone. And the re-imprinting is we go into what we call echoes of our former self. It's not quite as straightforward as this. You know, we have to make sure that our little echoes aren't upset or wanted to tell us to clear off. Mm-hmm. But we work with our echoes who were involved in the incident, the memory, whether it was just a turn of phrase that a parent or brother or sister said that, you know, you're not good enough to do that, or I'm better than you kind of business. Mm-hmm. And the echo knows exactly the learning that took place then, and they know why they know the learning, and the subconscious takes that on for the next X years or forever. And it just keeps that strong because it says, you know that incident when you fell off out of the tree, etc., or you got lost playing hide and seek and you were frightened and now you don't want to go in a plane, for example. Mm. You know, I'm just keeping you safe.
Yeah.
I'm keeping you safe. So the subconscious, and we worry about things and they just gain power. It's trying to get people to appreciate that life can be easier if we clear something that we recognise is holding us back.
Mm. And this is all linked, obviously, with and again, I don't pretend to be any kind of an expert on this, but it's all connected with, you know, the things that are reacting and responding within our brain in terms of, oh, yes, I remember this occasion when I was 5 or 8 or something. And has already triggered and decided what your response is going to be, and quite often, you know, those are the things that we think, I guess, we have no control over. Is that right?
Yes, I'm not sure what the statistics are on it, but we've all said, or we hear people saying, oh, I won't do that. Now, nobody needs to do anything they don't choose to do. Choose is a wonderful word. Wonderful word. I use that frequently in my book, because we can choose to do whatever we want to do. Often people who say, I don't want to do that, I can't do that, or, for example, I don't like him, I don't like my boss. It's so subtle, because somebody in, maybe when they were under six, because a lot of our beliefs are in place by the time we're six, because after six our brain develops and we question things more. But under six we soak everything in our environment, and imagine for a split second we're just a little message. Oh, you can't do that just now because we've got to rush to do this. And what the golden moment when you were wanting to shine, let's say, and tell mummy or tell daddy, and they don't have time for you. So you're constantly trying to be better, to be worthy of people's praise and love. It's very subtle, and it's very fascinating.
And I would imagine the people who are listening to this, quite a few bells have been rung at that point, thinking, oh yes, that's me too. I can definitely say the same here.
Well, yes, but you see, my background's in primary teaching, and when I run workshops on self-sabotage and learn about EFT, and I say, and even when I do talks, I say, someone like me, a mother and a teacher, well, basically someone like me is responsible for all the crap and the worry that people carry around you know, with themselves, because with the best will in the world, you know, what do our children remember? Oh, I can't say that to mum because, or that teacher. I mean, I've got cracking stories of the two teachers, but I'm not sure we'll have time. If we do run, have a couple of spare minutes about where my beliefs might have come from to do with...
Go on, we've got time.
Well, this is a true story. I was 9 in a class of about 33, and it must have been about the end of October because we were asked to do Halloween pictures. And about 33 of us did the same size of paper. So you've got a round, let's say for the sake of you English people, a pumpkin lantern. We call them a turnip lantern, you know, with zigzag eyes, nose and mouth. By the way, I really enjoyed school. I loved it, I think. And and I took mine out to the teacher. And my memory of the teacher seeing my Halloween lantern was, oh, that's okay, Susan, but perhaps go back and do something with the mouth. So I kind of trotted back to my seat. In those days, it was shared two seats together with the desks that opened up. Sitting beside my very best friend, a wonderful girl. She was also the teacher's pet, which actually came in handy on occasions. But she was turning around. But sometimes she was... Well, at that point when I went back, she was obviously chatting to the boys behind, you know, so I say, we had great fun. And I don't know why I did this, but I actually swapped them over. You know, I sometimes wonder, did I dream that? No, I didn't. I swapped them over. So she took hers out, which was mine, and my memory, let's for simplicity's sake, my memory of the incident is that the teacher was almost out of the seat with the drawing pin sticking it on the wall, you know. So what does that instill in me? I'm not good enough. Everyone's better than me. Who knows? I certainly have worked on that one slightly. Fascinating where we get our beliefs from. And also I know that I've got to work on, I don't like being made a fool of, you know. So where did that first ever start? You know, you... And with EFT, very quickly, you can naturally say, oh, God, was it that? And I've been carting that piece of rubbish around for 35 years, you know. So that's the way it works. It can release people from stuff they don't believe they have and don't believe that they can get rid of, which is a pity. Yeah.
And I know you say in your book, our beliefs are our reality, and they can sometimes imprison us. So.
Yeah.
What do we do? Replace old beliefs with new beliefs? How does that work?
Well, the re-imprinting, when we go into working with our echoes, we find out what the echo learned that day. And then the process of re-imprinting, we take in, the procedure is we take in, it's almost magical, we want to be in a place that we like, or where do we want to be? Who do we want to have with us? If it's a child that's talking, they may just want a toy, a comfort. They may want grandma. They may want their mother.
Mm.
If it's an incident as an adult and it's a situation they want to forget, they may want to do it themselves. But we re-imprint, we make the picture bigger.
Mm.
We make the picture stronger, this new future, this new potential. If we can, we give it a colour, an intuitive colour, not, oh, wait till I think. So we bring in this strong picture. We don't want the rubbish end of story. We want the new end of story. The memory happened, mm-hmm. but we want a new memory. And we bring this in through the top of our head. I won't be able to say this nice and slowly and in a relaxed fashion because we're probably run out of time, but we take it through all our cells and our body, all the way through our body, down to our feet, give it roots, let it grow, and then we might use an element, a Chinese element, to have it floating around us, to have it, water, for example, waving in and out, this strong new belief, or a burst of fire to take it in and get it stuck there, because we need to strengthen an end picture. And that's our positive way forward. The re-imprinting is... So EFT, wonderful, wonderful, reducing stress, finding out where it might have come from. The re-imprinting, we're adding the extra piece. So when we recognise a trigger, we might say, hey, don't want that one. Let's give a moment's thought to, oh, yes, okay. Recognising is recognising triggers and then thinking, Where's the positive in this and working with what we've re-imprinted.
Wonderful. Now, I know you share in your book the same Marianne Williamson quote that I actually share in my book. Who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You're playing small, does not serve the world, which obviously is fundamentally my belief as well. You know,
yes.
My book's called Small Business, Giant Potential.
Okay.
But I just feel... Where you say that you're sort of giving it that missing piece, I'm feeling now that some of the things that you've been saying are that missing piece for a business. They can
yes.
be.
Because, absolutely.
You know, especially if we run our own business, you know, a lot of what we go through is emotional.
Yes.
Yeah.
The fundamental three things that get in people's way from my point of view, and you'll see it as well, is I can't shine. Well, why not? We might not be Americans, but we can. If we don't shine and show our worth, nobody's going to see it, so we're lost. And that I don't deserve, deep down we might think, I don't deserve, you know, I might deserve a little bit of success, but, you know, that'll do me. It doesn't have to. Deserving, if you believe that you deserve, you'll actually get, because you are worthy of achieving what you see ahead of you. You've got to see it, though, and believe
yeah,
it.
Totally. Wow, Susan, I could listen to you all day.
I can talk all day.
That's amazing. And I'm sure that people listening are going to want to know a little bit more about this information. They're going to want to learn more from you. How can they do that?
Hampshire-EFT.co.uk. And I have a resource, a tapping resource, a general tapping resource, which you can download. That's my freebie at the moment. If anyone from Giant Potential was interested in finding out a bit more, please look at that. And my individual sessions, because I'm not running a big program yet, there will be 10% off members of Giant Potential. Because remember, Skype and telephone can be equally as beneficial as one-to-one.
Fantastic. So if somebody getting in contact with you, just say that they've heard this audio or they're a Giant Potential member and you can get that sorted for them, yeah?
Absolutely, yes. Yes. Yeah.
Fantastic. Great. Well, I'm afraid we've come to the end of our time this morning. It's gone so quickly. Really fascinating, Susan. Thank you again so much for your time.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you for the opportunity.
And for hearing your story and, you know, having come through the story and the journey that you've come through to now be making a difference to other people's lives is truly inspiring. Thanks again. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.